Hello, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're going to start off the show with the physical healing for everybody. So if you're new to this show, there's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. What we're going to do is a healing from the light beam that could be on your monitor, but we'll talk about here in a minute here. But first, just kind of sit back and relax. And we're going to do a physical healing for all of you on your body. And if you have any aches or pains, I'd like you now to request healing inside of your head. And or just write it on a piece of paper in front of you, like if you have a knee that hurts or stiff shoulders, or maybe you might have a hip that hurts or you know, bone problems, etc. Just now sit back and relax. We're going to bring in the energy from the light ship right now. And it'll start to work with you. And I'll just talk about the light ship here. The light ship comes here once every 2,000 years to facilitate the ascension process. And they also do, you know, just massive healings for people. So right now we're going to do this healing. So as you're requesting, you might kind of move your shoulders or move that part of your body around slightly here. And they'll be working with you for the next couple of minutes here. Remember, you're going to be working with this divine light being. If you want to see her, she'll be energized on your monitor screen, and we'll bring you around a little stronger, but she's already here for you. We've already made all those connections. So just go on to my show, Creation Lightship Healing, and scroll down a little ways. About an inch or so on your monitor, you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And she's energized right now, so you may actually physically see the colors changing as you look at it, as she's changing the way the screen looks here. I'm seeing a lot more red coming in, more around the rays here. I'm seeing some blue rays coming in. Her eyes are becoming more transparent now. And there's a lot of light coming out of them. She's starting to smile a little bit. And her face is becoming more three-dimensional as she lifts off the monitor screen slightly. And if you wish to put your hand in front of the monitor screen, you can. And you can actually feel the presence of the energy from her. And the light ship does not do mind healings. They only work with the heart. This is the whole teachings that we have here, if you want to use that terminology. We work with the heart energy. The light ship was, you know, created the universe and yourself, and they only work with love. And the energies that they work with connect to your heart center, where your spirit resides. So just kind of sit back and relax. You want to move your body just a little bit, you can. And you might actually feel the energies working with your body right now as they tend to help you release the pain that you have. And we're going to do some water charging also. So you may get a glass of water, you know, wait for about 5 minutes here. And then I'll have everybody get up and walk around and just kind of see how you feel. And they're going to do some water charging in the next 10 minutes here. So they're working with you right now. So I'll put Sylvia on. So, Sylvia, are you out there? And then after that, we will do some water charging in 10 minutes. So get a glass of water, 8 ounces, and we'll have this beautiful light being charged the water just for you tonight. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Saturday night show. Thank you for being with us. This show is all about healing, and it's about ascension preparation. And that's actually our theme for tonight. We're going to be talking about some of the different tools to help you to prepare to ascend to a higher consciousness. And, you know, there's a lot of ascension talk out there right now, a lot of techniques, attunements, and that type of thing. And Ron will be talking about those and talking about how to make sure that you're connecting up to the light and getting, you know, prepared for the ascension properly. So I will also be having healings. Like Ron said, the light being is activated now. And also we'll be going to the Creation Light Ship for a healing later on in the hour. We'll probably run over a little bit in time tonight because I think this may be the last week that we actually can do that, because there's going to be a show following us coming up pretty soon. If you'd like to communicate with us, you can communicate with us through the Fast Chat. Just click on BBS Fast Chat right under the light beam, and you'll have a window where you can type in your name and your question. So any questions that you have about the Creation Light Ship, about ascension, about healing, any requests, you can just pop them in there and we'll try to get to all of them as we can throughout the hour. You can also, if you're not able to get onto the fast chat and you have things that you'd like us to talk about or address in future shows, you can email radio@creationlightship.com and we'll get your emails and we'll take up those in a future show. Okay, so I guess we're going to do some water charging now, so over to you, Ron, for that.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, we'll just do a little more healing. So we're going to work on your waist on down. Let's use go to those areas. So your hip joints, first chakra on down, we're going to right now. So we're allowing the light beam to concentrate there for people who have problems maybe with their knees or ankles, feet, toes, etc. And that is happening right now in this moment. And now they're going to be working with your upper part of your body, we'll just say from the shoulders on down. And now they're going to be working with your head. So just request healings right now. And you may feel your energy change in your body. Okay, so if you'd like to get up right now and go get a glass of water, 8 ounces is fine. And we'll be charging some water for you in the next minute or so here. So, and also kind of stretch and maybe twist a little bit, bend over, and just kind of see how your body's feeling. It should feel a little bit lighter, and you should feel like you have more life force energy in you. And maybe you've lost some aches and pain. So if you're able to email us if you can't get on the fast chat, that'd be nice to have somebody doing that for validation. It's really nice to interact with people to see how these healings are working for them and for yourself. So we just need to just get the glass of water. We'll be going to the light ship later on tonight. So this will be after the hour program. So after about an hour from now, we'll be on the light ship. So stay tuned for that. And it'll be a lot of fun going there. You're going to be able to have a nice experience with more healing. So we'll just talk as people are getting their waters here. The shows that I do for healing are on the telephone. It's a conference call line. I charge $20 for a hour healing on the light shift. Those are done on Mondays and Fridays. And then once a month we have a 4-hour special healing session. And that'll be on, I believe, September 15th. And it's on a Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and the charge for that is $60. So if you're interested in that, it's a wonderful show, wonderful program to be on. You just sit back and relax like you're doing now and just allow these beautiful light beings to do healings with you. So if you all have your glass of water in front of you now, just place it in front of you. It could be on a table or just in your lap. And you want to put one hand on each side of it. And what will happen is the beautiful light beam that you probably have on your screen is going to be energizing this water for you. So she's going to be starting right now, and you may actually feel your hands tingle and buzz. I have mine in front of myself here. And you're going to actually feel that water change a little bit. If you're psychic, you're going to be able to actually see the water actually change if you want to look at it. You should be able to feel this wonderful light beam attaching, connecting to your heart center with this love energy, going down your arms to your palm chakras, off your fingers. And she's almost done. We need another probably 15 seconds. And your container of water is going to be activated just for you right now. This will be your own divine water that you need to energize more cells in your body, to bring more light to yourself. And it looks like she's done, so I'd like everybody just to take a sip of their water or a drink of their water, whatever you choose to do, and I'm going to have some right now myself. Well, mine, again, was very fluid, very juicy. So how's your water doing, Sylvia?
Very silky tonight, and it has just a little bit of a lemony flavor, too. And it goes down so smoothly, it just kind of, the feels like it instantly absorbs into the cells.
So, what's our talk about tonight, Sylvia? I know we have quite a bit to do here, so this will be a very wonderful evening. We'll be explaining to you different types of healing modalities and what to look out for, what to watch out for. And the whole show is about, if you're a newcomer, is about connecting to your heart center. And that's really what you need to do to connect to the divine. It's very hard, if not impossible, to buy spirituality outside of yourself. And you always get directed to go inward at the end of the process. So, again, just stay in your heart center here. Connect to it if you can. If not, we'll do a little session for you to help you out with this here. So I'll just turn it over to you, Sylvia. You can see what we have to
do.
Well,
we're talking about ascension tonight and tools to help prepare for ascension. And maybe you can start out just by talking a little bit about what happened when Jesus walked the earth and how he worked with the creation light ship, and that what he was actually in fact doing was to bring in the ascension at the last time period.
Yeah, so Jesus came from the light ship, creation light ship, and from there he went into the, we call our Galactic Federation, our space brothers, our UFO people that are here to help us. And they're here to help us by keeping away negative forces off the planet. Dark side beings that don't have a soul. They're here to help us with preventing mind control. They're also here to help us to get rid of energies that are here that are interfering with the Earth's energies, like tornadoes and hurricanes. So that's what their job is, along with keeping us safe and secure so that we're able to have a wonderful experience, as this is part of the creative process, which is why we're here, to express some love energy and to feel the love energy from the planet and be able to bring forth creations using love energy through your spirit. So this is what we're here to do, and what they're here to do is to protect us so that we're not invaded by other type of life forms that are also in creation of the light, and also to keep away the darkness energy that are not of the light. So that's what their job is to do. They also are like the clearinghouse, we'll say, for energies that come here. And all the masters and angels and saints normally come down through them, and they're here to help and assist them, like I said, to advance us spiritually. And so when Jesus came down from the light ship, he held his integrity, and he knew what he came to do, which was a universal shift, which happens every 2,000 years. And somehow he didn't get all the backup that he was supposed to have. This is why he was actually killed on the cross earlier than what he needed to be. He's supposed to have probably at least 15 to 18 more years of life here to reach more people before the universal shift would have happened. But because the dark side got a hold of him and he had really no spiritual backup from the Galactic Federation, that's why he was terminated at a younger age. And basically that's why he said on the cross, "Why did you forsake me?" Because it was the Federation who he was talking to, because they got rid of him. So basically that was what his mission was. All of his healings that he was doing was from the creation light ship, and so was his teaching. So he's able to hang on to his unique divine spiritual energy, and he resides and lives on the creation light ship. So this is kind of what his mission was, is to help everyone at that time frame to do the ascension process.
Okay, well, we have, many times if you go on the internet or if you've heard about ascension, you've probably heard people that are offering attunements and, using crystals and using pyramids and Merkabas and all kinds of things to try to attune their energy or increase their frequency and so on to hold more light and to be able to take part in the ascension. But how do you know what you're really getting into? And how do you know what you're really getting attuned to, and who's doing those attunements, if they really know what they're doing and so on? So can you talk, Ron, a bit about, first of all, what is the most important thing or things to do to prepare for ascension, and how to make sure that the things that you are doing are actually leading in the right direction?
Well, like in all the shows that we talk about, the first number one thing is to get into your body 100%. And so, like I always tell people, you know, if you're not in your body, you're not going to ascend. And so that's the main thing, is to get into your body, because your spirit is the divine connection for ascension. Nothing outside of yourself is really going to help you as far as tools and mantras, etc., special meditations, going to different places to understand maybe past energies on this planet, because we're in the now. And the now is where you need to be for the ascension process. Not using old energies that might not be correct or maybe out of date, in a sense. So you want to mainly just connect to your spirit. The way you tell if what you're doing is correct or not is to get out of your mind, get out of your head, and to be to be able to understand and talk to your spirit. So the main thing is to connect with your spirit to understand your divinity within. And your spirit is actually the only thing that you have that's actually real, that's going to assist you physically. And that's the whole process, is to go within, to talk to your spirit in your heart center, and to find out, is this particular tumor good for me? Is these special pendants that I put around my neck good? Are they, you know, in the light? Just because they're attuned by some energy that's off-planet, so I'll use the word extraterrestrial, does not mean that they're going to be in the light completely. Remember, like in Jesus' time, you know, the darkness was there and also is here now, and the darkness does not want you to ascend, so they're going to put a lot of traps in your way, and our ego self, you know, is willing to buy whatever comes in front of us if it sounds good. You know, I've seen pendants for sale for like $500 a piece that people buy, thinking that they got the it, but this is the one that's going to help them, give them wisdom and guidance, etc. Or people do transmissions, you know, on a weekly basis or daily basis, believing that they're tapped into some divine energy out there to help them for special attunements for ascension. Well, the whole thing is, what does your spirit say? You know, and like I tell people, that most of the healers now, probably 98% of them, and you can validate this yourself by looking at the different trade journals and magazines, almost all of them use mind control. And the mind control is where they're trying to manipulate energies, which is basically the New Age movement that started 100 years ago. And instead of using heart energy, they created mind energy, which ties right in with the ego, being able to think that you can do something. And then it's like the force of wills from one mind to the next. And it's very, very sad that they didn't bring out the energy of heart energy. And so everybody's using mind energy to create their new parking place, you know, and to control someone else's energy through manipulation. And all this is not, you know, the divine working. It's the controlling factions of the matrix that people are being tapped into, not knowing that. So it's for me, it's very sad to see what's happening, because most people just don't get it. You know, they think that being spiritual is being able to find a parking place, or to be able to think of something and materializing something in a day or two. And or having somebody come into their life to give them this special information. And that's all working with the mind. If you tap into your spirit, then your spirit can tell you where to go to and what you need to do. So remember, whenever you have mind control, at that point, when you're working with your mind to create a reality, at that point, you are manipulating the energy, much like sorcery. And at that point, what happens is somebody will be losing on the other end of it. Somebody will have to lose something for you to gain something. And that's the sad point, you know. So, because we're in a finite world here, so if you wanted to receive, say, $100, so you put it out in consciousness that you want to receive $100 from someone, they have to give you that $100. And it doesn't come out of the air. So the whole thing is that, you know, to get into your heart center, to go back to your spirit, go back to the actual foundation of who you are, which is your spirit, which is a spiritual being, not mind control. So I hope that's kind of helped you. I know I say things that people don't like sometimes, because naturally you've probably been taught this for your whole life if you've been to a New Age type of church that deals with these energies, or a motivational speaker, they do it also. They kind of teach you how to be and everything else. But the whole thing is to get into heart energy. Allow your heart to guide you rather than your mind. Because the mind is the dark side's matrix. And it can catch you, you know, any way that it can. And what they do after they have you, then, like through some of these special attunements, they'll actually start to steal your soul. And I've dealt with, you know, a lot of people who have fragmented spirits, souls. It's out there someplace in the universe. The dark side steals these, and it's just a shame. And there's a lot of healers who do this knowingly. So I won't go too much into that. But anyway, you have to use a lot of discernment and to realize that your true answers are within, and you cannot buy spirituality. It'd be nice if you could. There's probably not enough money to buy everything. And like I say, you just need one book. And the one book has one page. And that one page is to go within. And I'll just go a step further here that, you know, ideally all books should have a disclaimer on the first page. And that disclaimer should be, if you're not 100% in your body, and if you don't have any entities, then this book on healing and the success of healing will work for you. But if you're not 100% in your body and you haven't got rid of your emotional baggage and entities, more than likely this book is just going to be great for your mind to read. You're going to be very high when you read it. And then when you start to use it, it won't work. And so what I do with when I go out to expos and things, I always ask the people when I do my talking normally, I say, do you believe that your thoughts can control your reality? And all the New Age people naturally raise their hand up really high. And then what I have them do, I say, okay, hold out your right hand. And they hold it out, palm up. I say, do you really believe this? And they're all saying, oh, yes, you know. And I say, okay, manifest for me a $100 bill. And some people look at me like they start laughing because they know it's impossible. And some people start to frown because all of a sudden I trash their belief system. And then naturally nobody has a $100 bill materialized in their hand. Well, if you were completely in the flow of energy without entities, without all the other energies of mind control preventing you from doing this, and if you were in 100% in your body, that would happen for you. You could materialize it with spiritual law. As a love energy product of your creation, but since these things are not here, and it's just a concept that we're striving for, but it doesn't really work down here. At that point, you can't do it. And then some people, you know, I say, well, if you maybe $100 bill is too much, maybe you can't accept $100, so manifest a penny. And at that point, normally half the audience starts to laugh because they know that they've been duped. And then they start thinking about how many books you have in your library at your house that talks about creating your own reality and how you're in oneness with everything. And remember, you're not in oneness. You know, everything is separate, like snowflakes. You're not anybody else. You know, there's a head speaker out there talking about how, you know, he's been out for a long time, and about how you're breathing the air of someone else from across the, you know, the planet here, and how the wind is in oneness, and, you know, you can go on and on for about an hour with all this oneness stuff. And you weren't created to be in oneness. You're created to be a special expression of the divine here to create in creativity. So there's no oneness at all with you. You know, the only oneness is that you're a human being, and that all human beings kind of look similar. But as far as you being someone else, you know, that's completely ridiculous. So anyway, even the light ship does not have oneness on it. Everything is created for a certain task, for a certain energy. And the only common thread through everybody is their divine spirit. and that spirit was created from the light. So, Sylvia, we have any questions on Fast Chat?
Well, we actually have a couple of questions held over from the other day that we weren't able to get to, or actually requests to bring in ascension energy and to bring in the energy of the new eighth dimensional Earth. But before we do that, we have a question here that's, why can't we remember being on the light ship? And I think that's in regards to the last period when Jesus was here, or different times that the light ship has come for ascension.
Well, it's mainly the densities that people are carrying. There are people that can see vividly up around the light ship. So if you're one that can't, that's, just the way it is. Like I tell people, men are like 1 in 100. One man out of 100 can feel and sense energy, which means that 99 typically can't. And women are about 50-50. But on the light ship, you're up there physically, and it just depends how much work you've done on yourself and how open you are to actually physically see. And if you can't see there, then it doesn't mean it's not happening. It's just one of those things that happens. So it just depends on your own vibrational rate, and I would say the amount of baggage that you're carrying as to maybe why you can't see up there. So, I do get people that see all the time when they go up. So, and it's nice because the people that do see will notice that whatever I'm telling them during the healing sessions, they're actually seeing it around 3 seconds before I talk about it. And they can tell me exactly what things look like, and then I can now also, as they communicate with me and what they saw, I can also tell them what else they missed. So it's very neat to have people who can actually see up there.
And also, you've talked a bit before about how the light ship can materialize in any form that it needs to in order for people to be able to relate to it during the time period that they, in the consciousness that they have. In Jesus' time, there was a lot of talk about stars and planetary and heavenly energies. They might not have thought of it or seen it as a light ship, as we do at this time, and it may have materialized in a different form because of the, the belief system that people had at that time.
Yes. And so, like the one of the ships that was materialized to work in our physical plane here was the Star of Bethlehem. So that actually showed up from the creation light ship. And now there's a special light ship that was created just for Earth healings. And so that's here for that time, for the ascension, for the Earth only.
So before we bring in those energies, maybe you can talk just a little bit, Ron, about the new eighth dimensional Earth.
Okay, the spirit of the Earth created a new blueprint. So you have to remember that, let us describe the Earth spirit, okay? To those who kind of wonder, maybe what it is. If you look at yourself, or we'll just say if you don't see anything, you probably have heard about people who have seen ghosts, okay? And the ghosts that people see, and there's, a lot of movies about ghosts and programs of people who are ghost hunters, etc. And they normally will portray a ghost as the same type of life form, physical size, as a human body. So this probably relates to all of you as I'm talking here, that you maybe have seen or saw this on TV. And that is true. But the spirit that you have looks identical to you. So, now with the Earth, what's the Earth spirit going to look like? It's going to be as large as this planet, okay? Because it has to inhabit everything, just like your spirit needs to inhabit everything. And so what you have then is the Earth spirit being so large, I kind of wonder how people do these, or are attempting to do these Earth healings, okay? Because the Earth does not need any of your energies. Just think how big it is. In fact, you're probably, when you do Earth healing energies, thinking that the Earth needs something, all you're doing is causing havoc and bringing in dark forces into the earth because you don't know what's connected to the other end of the vortex that you're opening, or Stargate or whatever, into another universe or another dimensional realm. So the earth being as big as what it is does not need any help from you. Okay? So, I'll talk about the 100th monkey scenario. That's put in place by the dark side because, remember, we're mind-controlled. And so they sort of produce that for us so that we can think that if we change our thinking processes, that everybody else is going to change too. And that is not correct. If that would have been true, the earth would have ascended with the people on it when Jesus came. Because he did reach quite a few people, but with the 100 monkey scenario, there would have been enough people to leave. And so because that wasn't a spiritual truth from the divine itself, it was a matrix energy that we talk about now with the 100 monkey. This is why the earth people did not ascend, because that law does not work. Not on, you know, the high consciousness levels. It wasn't created by the divine. It's not created in love energy. That's mind manipulation. So anything else we need to connect with here? We had a question if anybody's in their body 100%. There's probably a few people in their body 100%. I'm not always in mine 100%. I don't drop below 85%. Right now I'm running 92%. It's a little more difficult to stay at 100%, which I could do if I needed to. But, once you're high enough, you know, in the 90s, then the leap to go to 100 is really no problem at all. Remember, most people are 20% in their bodies. So when you're 20% on your body, you're a long ways off. And you should have been working on this to do these exercises to release the emotional density so you can be in your body all the way. So I get people at times who are kind of, they get frustrated when they hear me talk about being in their body 100%. And it's like it's my fault because they're not in their body. But you have to be responsible for your precious body temple. And the only way to be responsible for it is to be in your body 100% and to get in there, because your spirit cannot and will not come into emotional density. So this is what we do for most of the shows here, is to connect them to their spirits more so that you can become more in your body. And then it's up to you to hold that frequency. Because remember, your spirit is the conduit for physical healings, and it's definitely your only conduit for ascension.
So we have a request for bringing in some heart energy through the light being, and maybe we can bring in some heart energy and get everyone nicely centered in their heart centers, and then we can experience that ascension energy and the new eighth dimensional earth energy.
Okay, so we have the light being in front of you. We'll have her connect to your heart energy right now. I'm going to drop your consciousness down into your heart. This is where you want to be continuously in your life. So you want to have your ego surrender to your heart energy. Remember, it's a different life form in a sense than your heart. It's a consciousness that is like a separate being, and it has to surrender to go into your heart center so you can get your full guidance. So if you'd like to visualize your forehead being your waking consciousness, that'll be what we call the 10th floor. And the first floor is your heart center. We're going to drop you down into your heart. And this is your sacred space. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, feeling very good. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just sit back and relax and commune with your divine spirit in your heart center. You should feel like your thoughts are coming out of your chest right now. You should feel really warm in your heart center. And just experience this divine, your divinity inside of yourself now. This is actually who you are. Okay. Well, I hope that helped everyone. I hope you feel wonderful now. You should have that nice divine connection. You should be out of your heads and into your heart center. So we have a question here that Tammy asked about, could or would or had the light ship, protected Jesus when he was here last time. Well, they actually did. They had to intervene, his dying process, he had actually physically no pain. There was no pain at all during any of his tortures that he had. They created a hologram, and he was actually outside of that most of the time, so the people thought that he was actually physical when he was not. But that'll be coming out into our next book that we do. So that's what happened with him. So even though we have all these vivid scenes of movies and stuff of what he went through and the Bible's reminiscences of what happened, he actually did healings on the cross to the people around him as he was nailed on the cross. So he held his complete spiritual integrity with the light ship. And like what he did to do, he came here to teach and to perform ascension. And so he did do the ascension to show everybody that this is what he was teaching. So that may shine some light on you. So the light ship did come in and take away his pain and tortures from the body. They were here helping him. But that was supposed to be the Federation's job to allow this not to happen. Remember, the light ship's job is only to come in every 2,000 years to change the whole universe, to get rid of the darkness. It's not here in between that time to come down here to change the consciousness of people. The Galactic Federation's job is to do this here, to help everyone. And so they do come, and thank God they do, because this place is not a very pleasant place to live in. And so they're here to change that. So I hope that answered your question, Tammy. So the light ship did protect him, but the body did, the hologram of the body that they created did die. And that's probably good for us because now it's written about in text. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you again.
Okay, well, I think it's time to experience the ascension energy like we talked about earlier. So this is a wonderful experience to just sit back and relax and go into your heart center. And if it helps, you know, you can stay quiet and tune into the energy in your body. And you can feel that ascension energy that Jesus had when he did ascend.
Okay, so if you what I'd like to do is scroll down on your screen here. And we'll bring up the insignia of the creation light ship. It's very beautiful, just below the light beam, after the text here. And we're going to energize this for you. And just kind of watch it if you like. It's very, very beautiful. This is what all the doctors on the light ship have on their uniforms. They have it above each wrist. And the shirts are basically long sleeve shirts that we're wearing up there. And then over where the pocket would be on the left side, there's also the insignia there. And these are the ones that are kind of like us, okay? There's also dolphins and whales, and they naturally will not wear this. But the ones that help us out, that walk around up there, will have this on what we call, you know, down here a lab coat, okay? So this is energizing now. And we're going to bring in the ascension energy through this beautiful insignia. And here it comes here. So just sit back, and like I said, there's nothing for you to do. Just be open. And it's coming into your heart center right now. Remember, the light ship only works with the heart. And it's coming into your heart right now, and you may feel this beautiful peace energy coming around you. Most of the comments that I have from people, from emails, is that when this energy comes into them, they feel like they're kind of weightless. They're like they maybe lost like maybe a third of their weight. That comes through a lot of times from people, that they feel like they weigh less that they can almost feel like they're going to be levitating. So here we go. It's coming in. I'll increase it for everybody. So I'll use the word stronger to do this here. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, that feels great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll let you have this experience here and just sit back and relax. It was beautiful energy. This is what Jesus used when he was transported to the creation light ship for his ascension. Any other questions out there we need to answer on the fast chat?
Oh, let's see. We have a question about, besides the creation light ship healings, what other tools are highly beneficial for ascension, or are the tools unique for each person?
Well, there are energies that you could possibly use. You want it to be a clear energy, though, so I just, it's really hard for me to say. People ask me that all the time. You know, what my answer is to go inside of your heart to your spirit and then ask what would be beneficial for you. And don't go to your head. And that's the main thing. Remember that the darkness is here running rampant and it wants to steal souls. So, you know, just by getting some type of pendant that you put around your neck could be detrimental to you. You don't know where that symbol that's around in the pendant is going to. You know, just because somebody could be sitting, say, in a pyramid running energy into a pendant or something doesn't mean that it's going to be good, okay? Because like I say, what's on the other end of that line, you know? It's like, you know, grabbing a tail, you know, around the corner and, you know, is it a dog's tail or is it going to be a lion, you know? So you got to be careful what you're dealing with. So the main thing is to always go inside to find out, you know, what you should have. And the bottom line is just, you know, go to your spirit. You want to, the two things for ascension is, number one, you know, you want to have your spirit in your body. And number two, you want to clear out your emotional energies. So I would suggest that you look at, you know, like I tell people, if they can't do a session for me, you know, with me for an hour of time to clean out their lifetime's baggage, you know, this time, you know, which I charge $5 for each year of your life, then go to the shopping mall and judge people and release the energies out of you that come up in judgment. But that could take a long, long time, you know. So basically, what tools? Everybody's selling tools. So, you know, all the expos are full of tools for ascension. So you want to just, you know, beware of what you're getting yourself into. And it doesn't matter who's selling it, if it's some, you know, real beautiful girl or, you know, handsome guy doing this here and they have all the words for you, you know, always go inside and ask if it's going to work for you. Because what's on that symbol, on that pendant, or whatever they're using it for, could be for your detriment. And, you know, some of these things cost a lot of money. And, you know, some people think that there's more value if you maybe spend $1,000 for a pendant versus spending maybe, you know, $20. So you have to be very careful. And the whole thing, like I say, is go within and find out what you need. And is that pendant really going to work for you? The first thing I would say with pendants is that, remember, you're a frequency and you're changing vibrations, okay? And so who you were maybe 2 weeks ago is not the same person energetically today. So knowing that, is that pendant designed to work for you when you bought it 2 weeks ago? You know, maybe your spirit said, yeah, this is great for you, so you get this pendant. And maybe it will work for maybe a week. Then maybe after a week it doesn't do any good for you at all. So you want to check on that also, because you are changing frequencies. And so is that pendant going to, you know, change with you? Probably not, because it's created out of thought energy, okay? So you're getting back to mind control and thought. So people are putting thought energy into these pendants. They're not really putting heart energy. And the heart energy is energy that your spirit has. There's nothing going to equal your spirit as far as love energy. So if somebody could sell you a pendant that would be your spirit that you put around your neck to radiate your own divine energy to you, that would be the ideal thing. But you already have that with you. And that's free. So I hope that answered your question here.
Well, I think, you know, there's also things that everyone can do that don't cost a thing. You know, it doesn't cost anything to release judgment, to forgive other people and let go of the past. You know, if you tune into your heart center and you connect with your spirit, does your spirit want to hold a grudge or, you know, judge someone? No, it doesn't. It's love energy. And so tune into that. And do that work to the best of your ability. And then, you know, ask your spirit to lead you to what else you need to continue that work.
Yep.
So,
and that's true with bringing in energies, too, you know. You know, when you call in the masters and the angels and the saints, whoever, you want to always have your spirit connect to that energy first. Remember, the darkness can mimic the light 99.999%. And so your spirit knows the difference. And so you want to call in, say, Archangel Michael through your spirit in your heart center and have the energy come to you. You don't want to go into your head to call in the energy, because then it's a mind-controlled energy. So that's the main thing. This whole show is about going within. And if you've been on this show, every one of my shows, and we have over probably, I'd say, maybe 120, 130 shows now on the archives, all of these shows talk about the same thing, to go within. And so it's not that I'm really bucking the New Age movement. What I'm telling you is to go within, which is what they should be talking about love energy. And this is the ascension time, and this is what the whole show is about, is to go within to connect to your divinity. And nothing outside of yourself is really going to help you until you go within. And then you can have discernment of what's out there. You know, I myself have used crystals. Crystals are wonderful tools. you know. And, you know, I don't normally program them. I do clean them off if I do use them. I haven't used a crystal for probably, you know, I'd say maybe 15, 20 years or something. But aside from that, they're a wonderful tool to bring in energy. You're up on the light ship, too. But, you know, the whole thing is, you know, what do you need in your life, you know, and you need to have your spirit connection with you. And there's many things out there, you know, you can, you know, get things to detoxify your body. You know, that works, you know, but everything will work for you, but always check internally first with your spirit. Remember, muscle testing is not always 100% correct, and that's what most people are doing now. You see them all the time at the expos, either with dowsing rods or, you know, actually doing muscle testing on people. Now, the reason why it won't work all the time is that if you have an entity in your body controlling the energy, then it may give you an erroneous answer. So, you know, your true answer is coming from within you. So this is what the whole show is about, to go within. So, you know, after you leave this show tonight, all I want you to remember is, gee, Ron just tells me to go within, which is where all your sacred teachings are and all of your tools are within. And that's the whole thing is, you know, if you want to ascend, you know, how much do you love your body? Are you willing to release judgment out of your body so your spirit can come into you at 100% of its potency to have your body ascend? You know, it's as simple as that. So I'll turn it over to you again, Sylvia.
Well, I'll just mention that the, you know, the wonderful thing about working with the light beings in the Creation Lightship is that they are helping to connect you to your own divinity. And when you have that connection, because you are connected to the divine, any answer that you could possibly need or want, any solution to any situation or problem that you could be having, is available to you. Just a matter of making that connection. So that's basically something to keep in mind when we have these chances to go to the light ship or to work with Ron on this radio program or in any other way, is just really concentrate on the resonance of your own divine spirit and making that connection so that you can strengthen it, so that you can take that with you beyond the hour that you spend on the radio program and walk with your spirit in your everyday existence, not just, you know, once or a few times a week, but every day, every hour that you can.
Very true. Thank you, Sylvia.
Yeah. So, well, we have to keep our eye on the time a little bit. It's almost 10 o'clock. We're going to experience, I think, that beautiful new Earth energy, and then I believe that'll BBS is going to allow us to go over so that we can fit in a healing session on the Creation Lightship. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, for that.
Okay, so we've talked about in other shows that the Earth Spirit has chosen not to be with the spiritual blueprint of the Earth after the Ascension. So I'll just talk about that for a couple minutes here so you may have a better understanding. Just like yourself, your spirit chose a body to come into, and it's here for the duration of this body's lifespan. And this is true of the Earth Spirit, okay? Now, because the Earth Spirit has been here for a long time, it's choosing not to go into this dimension any longer. So it somehow decided to give up the Earth blueprint, and it created a brand new Earth blueprint on the Creation Lightship. And this blueprint, according to our terminology of dimensions, will be in the eighth dimensional realm. There could be a lot more dimensions than that, but this is where it chose to go to for our simple minds to conceive of where it's going to. And what eighth dimension reality is, I really can't tell you. You know, it's just another realm that it chose. So we're now going to do a session so you can actually sense where the Earth Spirit went to, where it created this energy. So we're going to go to the Creation Lightship, so I'll just describe this to everybody. So here we go. We're going to be going up to the light ship, and I'll describe how that works for the newcomers here. We all know that our physical body is a vibration. So everything that we see is a vibration. And everything, since it's a vibration, gets turned off and on continuously. So you're actually kind of like a computer, you know, ones and zeros in a sense. And you're off, on, off, on, off, on, off, on. And when you're on, everybody else is turned on and you see physical life here. And then when you're turned off, everybody else is turned off and you're not here. Okay? Now where do you go when you're not here? That I can't tell you. But what I can tell you, when the light ship takes you up, when you're not here, then you're on the creation light ship. And they transport you through a white light tunnel. You're still here physically. You know, there's no fear of not being here or not coming back, because you will definitely come back. And you're up there continuously each time you're being turned off. Now, because you're turned off in the off state of time, the creation light ship can stretch time for us, and our time up there is much longer than it is down here. And because of that, we can do many things at once, because we're in their time, and we're out of time here. So they create time. All dimensions have physicality to it, because all dimensions are working with creativity. And so you have to have some type of physicality to expressing creativity. So we're ready to go up. So we'll just connect with everybody on this line. And this will not work on the archives. You might feel the energy off your computer, off the light beam, off the insignia from the light ship, but you will not be going up to the light ship, because I have to be connected with you right now, real time, to do this process here. So we're getting ready to go up here, and we're going up right now, and now we're there. So the first room we're going into is a room where they're actually doing a body scan on us, or seeing what type of life form we are. Remember, they work with all life forms across the universe, so we're just one of these, probably out of trillions of energies. But we're one of these, and they're checking us out. They're checking out our DNA. And right now we're going into the next room, and this room is where we're able to communicate and talk with the different light beam doctors. And on the light ship, most of the doctors are males, and the females are there to interface us with the male doctors, so they actually tell the male doctors what to do. And there are some female teams also that do work with us. So right now we're going down a long hallway. If we have any seers online, you're going to be able to actually see the universe. On the left side are the windows to the creation light ship. And you can look out. We're stopping now, looking out, gazing out through the universe, looking at stars. And behind us now, opposite the windows, are a lot of doors that can open up to the different doctor offices. And this hallway is about 8 foot in width. And the one that we're in right now is about 20 foot high for the ceiling. This accommodates the much taller life forms. So they range in all different sizes. This is why it's so high. And we're now, remember, there's animals up there, like there's some giraffes that do healing work. And there's also some larger animals that we may have down here. Let's just say like elephants, etc. And they're much taller than what we are. Plus there's other light beings that are taller too, with different types of physical body forms. So we're going into the first room, and this is used to detoxify our bodies. This is where they have hot tubs. And we'll be in probably about a dozen different hot tubs during this session here. This session will probably be about 20 minutes in length here. And naturally, we're out of time, so I can only see one room at one time. And the hot tubs are the ideal temperature for us. If you wish to change your body temperature, you can ask to have it change slightly. They may increase it or decrease it about a half a degree. If you're extra warm right now, or extra, if you're a little bit cold, you can compensate that. And you may actually feel it down here change instantly. Your temperature might look the same with the thermometer, but you may feel your body warming up or cooling down. So we're in different color gels. I see a beautiful pink gel right now that we're in. I'm seeing green. I'm seeing silver and gold. These are the main four that we're all in right now. We have our own particular doctor teams working with us. Our energies will never mix with each other on the light ship. even though we're having the same type of session. We're all in our own special sacred rooms. We're going into the next room, and this room is a wonderful room, kind of like what we had before earlier. We're going into the room where they're going to help with the joints of our body. So if we have any concerns with maybe ligaments, maybe tight muscles, maybe you have a problem with the bottom of your foot or something, they're going to start to work with these energies right now. So you want to request healing. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything that is not in the now is not of the light. It's a projection of thought. Okay? Remember, your spirit only works in the now. This is why when you do anything and you're in the flow of the divine, time stops for you. Just like this show probably is right now. And we've been on the line now for an hour. If you look at it and you do a body scan and look around, you go, wow, it feels like I've only been here for about 5 minutes listening to this show. So we're in the now completely. And they're working with our body now. You might spontaneously, you know, want to move a shoulder or a neck or something, or maybe move your jaw around as they're working with you. We're going into another location. This is where they're working with our back muscles. So if you have any tension, they're going to do a release on you. So again, just sit back and relax. Request your healing. Remember that light only sees you in perfection all the time, continuously. And so in order for you to go from one perfection to the next, you must request healing. And so that would mean that your perfection might be having a pain in your knee, and your next perfection is that the knee doesn't hurt any longer, okay? The pain got released. But to the divine, they're both the same. So you have to request your healing. And they only work in the now. Next room we're going into is a room where they're going to be working inside of your mouth. I just talked to a lady a few days ago, and she was on our last, I believe, four-hour show and been on the light ship a few times. And she said that she had a problem with her teeth and maybe even a gum infection, I believe. But she said what happened, she noticed that her bottom teeth got straightened. And she's very grateful for that. So I'll request healing now, and they'll start checking out your inside of your mouth. They're putting some small little lights above and below your tongue now to facilitate healing. And you might even feel your saliva changing. If you have a problem with your jaw, like TMJ or something, request healing there, and they'll see what they can do. On the light ship, they normally do 100% healings on you. And it's between you and them what happens to you. Now, when you come back each time, it's up to you to release your emotional energy, which caused your illness to begin with, which is stored inside of your body. Remember, the physical body is a walking judgment factory. You know, it keeps all these judgments stored inside of us. And so if the issue that you're dealing with has not been released from you, then there's a possibility that the light beings cannot fix you 100% because your emotional body does not go to the light ship. It stays down here. So you get fixed 100% on the light ship. You come down here. The issue that created the problem is still here, and it reforms, you know, with your spiritual blueprint of the emotional densities, and your healing may not take place. So this is what happens. If you work on yourself enough, then all of a sudden you might have a miracle healing instantly. So, again, just kind of move around. We have a lady on the fast chat here. Raquel said her back just got adjusted, so you might feel that too. Sometimes you might feel all of a sudden out of nowhere, all of a sudden you're sitting up straighter. Maybe a pain may leave you instantly. Sometimes you might even feel, depending on what team you're working with, you might feel a bone possibly move in your body. They don't work with pain. So you probably won't have any physical pain whatsoever, but you might feel something move inside of you. Right now they're doing a rib cage adjustment for you. And so you might feel your rib cage move a little bit. You might even want to move your body from left to right. And normally what this adjustment is, they will reposition your lungs and your heart and your internal organs so that you have a better breathing capacity. And so again, you know, ask for, you know, healings. Remember, you're in many rooms at once now, and I'm only seeing what you're doing. So if I don't indicate to you where your pain is or what you're dealing with, they're probably working on it somewhere else. Like I said, I can only see one room at one time. They're now working. I'm seeing feet again. They're working on our arches. Maybe some people out there have feet concerns, so they're working with our feet. I am seeing them working with the lower legs, swelling up the legs. So if your legs are kind of obese, we'll say they're working on that right now. And again, request your healing. They're giving us some water to drink. Their water solution is very small. It's like a half a teaspoon, but it has the life force energy to probably sustain your whole body for like a couple of days. And so what we're drinking now is some silver water. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. It's quite awesome to look at. The life force energy, as you look at it, it radiates from this little vial of a half a teaspoon of water. It radiates probably about, as I'm looking at it, about a 6-foot diameter radius around this here. That's how much life force energy is in it. So we're now taking it up, putting it onto our tongue, and now we're holding it inside of our mouth, and now we're swallowing it. Remember, these healings are between you and the light beings. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing here. The next thing that we're having now, they're working with their elbows. There's some people who have concerns. Maybe their elbows maybe had an injury in the past. And so if you have that, request a healing there with your elbows. And they're also working with their shoulders. Another team now is working with our temple area on our forehead and our forehead. So you might feel maybe the place on your skull move a little bit. And another team now is working on our hip joints. And what I will say, if you have any metal in your body from maybe a car accident or something, what they'll do for you right now is make this metal compatible to your physical body. So it'll look like, you know, metal on an x-ray, but it'll look like bone to your body. So they're doing this for you right now. And next they're going into a room. This is to help you have your immune system enhanced. So you may feel your body temperature heating up a little bit as they do this here. If you're real toxic, you may start to break out into a sweat. And in this room, there's many colored light shining through you and around you. And we're going to go into another room. And this room is where they have a beautiful amethyst crystal geode. And this geode is about, for what I see right now, it's about 12 foot in diameter. We all have our own particular room that we're going into. We're levitating on our backs. And this wonderful crystal energy is going to do some healing work with us. So what we're going to do now is go into another room. So if you have any problems with like pinched nerves or something, request healing there. And they're working with their lungs right now. You might just take a deep breath, but they finished all the ribcage adjustments here. And you may be able to feel that your breathing is, you know, normally for most people, it's at least 10% better. I've had people actually feel like they've had twice the breath on these sessions here. And so we're going into one more room. And this room is a very sacred room for you. This is where the Creation Light Ship created you. And you're going to be joining with your true spirit. They're going to recreate your spiritual blueprint of your spirit, and we're going to have your spirit walk into your body. So I'm going to count to 10, and at that time, you're going to be able to be joined with your spirit, and I'll just put some music on so you can have this real beautiful, sacred experience with yourself. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, and just sit back and relax and just enjoy meeting yourself here. Very, very sacred. going to one other room on the Creation Light Ship. And I love what Kyle wrote. It's from Van Halen, part of the lyrics here, from Love Comes Walking In, a song I think they made in 86 here. It's, and then you sense a change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. So that's what you just experienced, the love of yourself coming to yourself. I'm going to go into one other room, and this room is where Jesus was created. This is where his spirit resides. So we're going to go into this wonderful room. I'm seeing it with a lot of gold energy and a lot of pink energy coming into this room now. So we're walking into the door, and we'll be with Jesus, Joshua, who walked the earth here. And you can request your healings. It's a very, very sacred room also. So you're going to be with one of the masters here that came here to help us with the ascension process. So you're going to have your own experience. So again, just sit back and relax and have this wonderful experience with Jesus here. Again, this is a room where they're going to help us to release some more of our physical body pain. You may start to feel your body get more relaxed during this process here. The females are coming forward to work with us so that we can have a little more, like a back massage So you may feel your muscles loosening up here. Remember, we're up there for quite a long time, even though we've been there for probably about 20 minutes our time here. So we're getting ready to be coming back. So right now we're going into another room. This is the orientation room. This is where the light being doctors are talking with you now consciously. A lot of them use mental telepathy. And you're communicating with them just perfectly, and they're telling you what they've found wrong with you and what they corrected. And you're also asking questions to them. This is a personal experience for you only. And we're getting ready to come back. And we're going into the next room, which is the transporter room, and they're bringing you down right now. So you're coming back down, and now you're here. So I hope all of you had a wonderful experience. I do really enjoy having emails from all of you, so if you can give me an email on what you've experienced, I'd really love that. And we're getting ready to close the show off here, so I would also like to thank all the people that have helped me out with the different sessions that they've done with me to bring in money to support this show and the healings that I do for people. And it's I really thank all of you who have had sessions with me, because you're, by doing so, you're enabling me to get out to more people. So we do $20 conference calls for 1 hour, Monday and Fridays. I have a special session for people who want to have water charged. If you'd like the water tonight, I do a special session on Wednesdays. It's a 1.5 hour call for 4 Wednesdays in a row, and it's $60 to do water charging. So if you're interested in that, it's just a wonderful session to have if you want to have water for the complete month, and the water is attuned just for you. And so anything else we need to talk about, Sylvia? I feel very, very relaxed.
Well, I'll just mention briefly for anyone who's possibly new to the show that the water that you're talking about, the actual attunements in the water are for, you know, to help you with the ascension process and preparation for that. Like, it helps to detoxify the body and things like that. And like Ron said, it's just specifically for each person with what you need at that time. And pretty much I'll just say thank you for being with us. Much love to you. Have a beautiful rest of your weekend. We'll be back Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, and we'll see you then, and blessings to all.
And blessings to all of you, and good night.